This is Loyal. May I help you?
Hey, Loyal. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Hello, Danny.
Hey. I tried to give you a call back yesterday. I think I just might have just missed you. On that June bank statement, and it did have that ending balance at looks like a negative, $578.
Yeah, so as I mentioned to you yesterday, that's because all of our invoices are being factored. It's not giving you the right view.
No, and I understand that, and that's in order to get this continuous process, we would need just the month to date for July.
Month to date what?
For July bank
sales
statement. Yeah, so all the way up to either yesterday or Monday. I know it's just for whatever reason it just ended on that day. Everything else looks good in there, but yeah, except we can't have this completed with the negative bank statement.
Okay, I can do that, Danny.
Yeah.
Send it over to you this morning.
This morning? Okay. And when should I touch base with you?
Well, you can touch base with myself or Trent. I'm going to be traveling. I'm going to be on the road today. So why don't you, if I miss you, just go ahead and get a hold of Trent, Danny.
Okay, what's a good number for Trent?
The same number you got here. I don't have his cell phone number handy, but you can just call the office, which is 480-491-8100.
So it's 480-9...
480-491.
Okay.
8100.
8100. Alrighty.
Yep.
I'll give him a call if I don't hear from you. Do you think you'll be able to get that over this morning?
Yeah, I'm gonna forward this request to him. He's gonna take care of it because I'm leaving here in about 10 minutes.
Oh, okay, great. You going out of town for business or you going?
No, well, I've got business going to see clients. We do a lot of work with Intel and people as such. So.
Oh, okay.
We're on our way over to a few appointments I got with them today.
Okay. All right, well, have a good
one. If it wasn't for factoring and taking away our lines of credit, you and I wouldn't be talking.
Right. No, I hear you. So with this.
That was a real surprise to us. We didn't know that was going to happen.
Right.
It wasn't discussed with us, so we're thinking, okay, well, now we got to reestablish it. Well, when that is closed, then you can't go back and out and get those same lines of credit.
Right, I know, and it's a tough position to be in, and that's what we're here.
We had no idea. We had no idea that was going to be a fallout from that. So anyway,
right.
We're working through it. Yeah, as a company, we've had a little bit of a lull this year, but gosh, we just nailed down $4 million for the end of this year and the beginning of next, and
we're
doing really well. So if you jump on board with us, it won't be a mistake.
Right, exactly, and I know that we're just getting everything together to get the approval,
sure.
The largest amount
no
possible,
problem.
And with that company that you guys are using, in fact, do you have like the current balance and other the company name that you're using?
Well, I could get it for you. Why do you need that?
No, they just take in consideration to see because it is I know that it was percentages of your receivables,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And do you know
it's
that
it's all the receivables?
Right.
Yeah.
I
don't know the name of the company off the top of my head. When you talk to Trent, you can ask him, and if he'll give it to you, there you go.
Okay.
He's the president. I own the company. He's the president, so he's going to be more of your day-to-day guy to talk to you anyway.
Okay, sounds good. I'll definitely ask him. I'll make it with Trent. All right. Well, thanks, Loyal.
Perfect.
I will look out for it. Uh-huh.
All right.
Have a good
bye-bye.
Trip. Yep, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.